Hey gang, welcome to another edition of the Culture Coaching with Priority Learning podcast. I'm Mike McKean here and I have Ralph Twombly and Lorraine Twombly, the owners and founders of Priority Learning here. We are going to be talking today about personal organization. Now, obviously, coaching and a lot of that kind of leadership work is really what they do here at Priority Learning, but you probably can't get very far without some personal organization inside of that. You can't just be chaos, you know, Wile E. Coyote just running around with all these random things and expecting to get any productive work done. So I'm just going to hand it right off to you guys. How are you doing today? And thank you for being here.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to have you back again. Lorraine, I know that over the years you've spent countless hours coaching people to become organized. Now, it was in the beginning of our business life, this was a franchise we owned, and we actually had a lot of fun and learned a lot about how to become organized. The other thing that we also realize is that people out there in the workplace who have achieved great success traditionally have pretty good organizational skills. Now, a lot of people come to us and they want, give me some time management help. People seldom say personal organization. Can you, for the audience, tell them the difference between time management and personal organization?
All right. So, I believe that time management is basically using the tools of personal organization. Time management is about getting your work done in a day and working on priorities. And if you can get to the other stuff that isn't a priority, that's fine too, but there's always time for that. But personal organization is more of a mindset. It's more how we can get the clutter out of our heads and how we can get up in the morning and get ready for work and then go to work and sit down and do our work and to also get things done on a timely basis.
I love it. I love the differentiation between what time is all about and what organization is all about. Let me ask you the kind of question that I think a lot of our people would ask. They would say, I just got promoted, right? And I'm doing a job now that requires that I really kind of have a myriad of things to kind of think about and organize. Where would I begin? Where would I begin?
Yeah, that's a good question. After you get acclimated to your job, now you have your desk, you got to figure out your files, and you got to figure out, you know, where everything is, how to get to, you know, your resources that you need to do the work. But I recommend that being personally organized is having everything in their place, having a nice filing system that is understandable to others if they have to take over for you. Making sure that when you're working at your desk, you don't have all these interrupted piles around there. You're thinking, oh God, I gotta get to this, I gotta get to that. Just clearing the clutter off your desk is a really good start.
It is. I know in the practice that you and I have always done, we include Covey's Matrix, which has urgent versus important. And for all the listeners out there, I'm sure you maybe, if you haven't, you can always Google Covey's urgent, important, and up will pop up.
Seven habits of, the seven habits.
So we realize that some things are urgent, some things are important. And as young leaders, people have a tendency to go to the most urgent things, the things that are right in front of their faces. How do you help them to also add in the things that are not necessarily urgent, but are important?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you look at your job, you know, if you can plan the next day, you have something, you can absolutely sleep at night, you know, when you do that. You know that you've got it set up for the next day, you've got your priorities lined up, if you have time, you've got your B plans in there. I call priorities A plan, and then the B plans after, you know, if you can get to it. Some of it is long-term stuff that you have to work on.
The next piece that I might ask you a little bit about is, we realize after talking to people in these settings a lot, that one of the biggest time draws is interruptions. And the interruptions traditionally can get boiled down to mostly people. Mm-hmm. Now, whether they're phone calls or their emails or walk-ins, people become our biggest interrupters. Mm-hmm. What can we do? We don't want to send people away.
You got to plan interruptions.
How?
Well, when you're making your plan, your priorities are there. Now, priorities take all day. You may not have a chance to handle other people's, you know, needs and wants. So you really have, that's a finessing thing, you know, make sure you get your most important things done, but leave room for interruptions. When I make a plan in an 8-hour day, I only plan 4 hours of priority. The rest is for the rest of the stuff that everybody needs, especially in the position that I'm in. You know, so for other people, if they do other things, you know, maybe they have support and they can obviously delegate to them what needs to be done on a daily basis. But for the most part, if you plan the night before, getting your priorities all set up, and then the rest of the time, you can work on the interruptions.
So let's come back, if I can, to times of day. And let's talk a little bit about how the time of day works. When are you at your best? Are you an early morning at your best person? Are you an afternoon? And why does that matter, I mean, in terms of organization?
Well, you know, I don't know how much it matters, but I think for me, being an early riser, I get everything done, you know, in the mornings. And I'm a fast worker, so I'm able to get a lot done, you know, especially my priorities. I get those things done right away. That means that I can take my time, I can enjoy the work better if I do my priorities first and then I have room for everything else.
Yeah, I think we hear a lot about the great feeling of accomplishment you have by getting things done, and I mean, people love to check boxes, I think, generally, to feel good about stuff. What are the tools, the big tools that you like most, that keep you organized best? When I talk about tools, I talk about things like calendars and mm-hmm. to-do lists and, you know, these kind of things. What is your tools that you like to use?
Well, I use my computer, my Outlook calendar. Within there, you can remind yourself about things. You can get a to-do list going and cross it off. You can, you know, and you can get things done. You can actually keep a record of all the things you're doing. I like using Outlook. There are many other ways to do it. Some people like the paper version. You know,
like
they'll
me.
Yeah, and they will get a book and they'll have a calendar in there and a to-do section, and then they'll have other sections in there to file different things for communications and things. And that's how we started, and it worked out great. But then, of course, the computer industry helped us to do everything online. So now, I still do some paper, like the personal stuff. I put that on a regular calendar, and I just fill in what I have to do with personal stuff. But for the business, I keep that separate, and that's all Outlook.
I like it. That's good advice. And I think everybody has a style. Mm-hmm. I'm very much the you know, that people talk about paper versus computer stuff. I obviously have an Outlook calendar, which I print, but I love to keep things to-do lists because I'm good at managing them, and they're great reminders. They relax my brain. And I think part of personal organization for me, and I know for you, is because it takes stress out of your life. Mm-hmm. If it's in a place where you can find it, you don't have to think about it constantly. It doesn't keep you up at night as you go along. And if you really were to give, I watched you coach a person the other day on personal organization, and it was wonderful to see because she was overwhelmed, and she was so smart, talented, a doctor. And what she really wanted from you was, oh my goodness, how do I take all these pieces and get them into one place? What was your advice to her?
Well, my advice to her was to plan the day before and to get her appointments set up the way she should. And then if she has time to work on some of her B projects. However, she does have a staff, and she said she needed to do more with delegating so that the work is getting done. She was feeling like, I don't want to impose anybody, but being in leadership, you really need to know how to delegate to get your job done.
Maybe we'll come back for another podcast and you can give everybody a little bit of a lesson in delegation.
That sounds great.
I think that's really something worthwhile, and I'm sure people would love to hear more about that. We don't have time today for that.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up, and let me ask you kind of a question that I know you're familiar with. When you walk into somebody's area, how do you know if they're organized?
Well, I could just look at their desk, and if they don't have a piece of paper on there, I don't think, well, that person doesn't have a lot of work. I think that person is personally organized and knows how to find his or her stuff to get the work done.
I like it. I think over the years, I'm always afraid to put something on somebody's desk where they got too much stuff because I figure it'd get lost. We even had a name for it, remember?
Yeah.
We used to call it putting it into the well.
The well.
You never knew if it was going to come back.
Because we never saw it again.
We never saw it again. It went down the well. So anyways, I just thought, great conversation. And maybe we'll come back, do a piece on delegation, or maybe finish this up.
That sounds good.
Thank you. Well done. Michael, thank you.
And thank you both.
Thank you both for being here. And just in case you're wondering, you can catch the Priority Learning Culture Coaching Podcast at PriorityLearningResearch.com or in most of the places that you listen to your podcasts. So Spotify or Apple Podcasts or... I think we're even getting them up on YouTube pretty soon here. So, and those will be released on the first and third Mondays of every month, so keep an eye out for them. Thank you guys so much for sharing this conversation. Hopefully our listeners got a little something more on personal organization and have a few better ideas on how they can organize their lives. But hey, if you need some more help, you can always contact Priority Learning to get some personal organization coaching going on. So I'm Mike McKean. Ralph, Lorraine, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mike.
And we'll catch everyone next time at the Culture Coaching Podcast with Priority Learning.